Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Open House is a continual work in progress. We've already been looking at one form of the screen tonight, films. Now to TV, we're going to look at a show called Woodley on the ABC with our esteemed reviewer, Mark Hadley. Hi, Mark.
Hey, buddy, how you going?
He's just landed.
It's great to see you, mate. I just crashed through the door.
We were sweating on you. Frank Woodley, multi-talented, he's a clever bloke. He's an Australian comedian. He's the series creator, writer, and producer of the show, stars in it.
And uses his own name for the character.
Yes.
I mean, that's the weird thing. I mean, it is all about Frank to the point where you just go, gosh, is this a bit close?
Yeah,
Is this a bit personal? Yeah.
So also, it's the latest offering from the ABC. The scenes are interestingly silent.
Yeah, look, this is a return to a style of comedy that really, you know, has its genesis in the beginning of the 20th century. I mean, it is basically silent slapstick comedy. Now, I mean, when I say silent, obviously we're still using some background sound in this version. There's one or two lines that take the place of just the sort of stuff that we would have seen with clapperboards in the past, you know, black with the sort of "no, you don't" sort of white lines that come on
it. Yeah, but we know those.
And in fact, it hasn't been that long since, you know, I mean, some of us in living memory remember when the ABC was actually running those programs still. You could actually tune in on a Wednesday afternoon or something to see Buster Keaton or Charlie Chaplin.
Yep.
Now, I'm not 60, by the way. I just want to point out that actually happened within living memory. But the weird thing is that, you know, it almost, it mimics this. And it mimics another side of the sort of whole Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin thing. The fact that they didn't just deal with funny subjects, they dealt with really fraught ones. So if you've got a bit of a memory for that sort of stuff, you know that like Charlie Chaplin dealt with the concept of dictatorships, you know, in one of his films, and another one, Buster Keaton was dealing with living through the Depression, you know, and the idea of what a struggle it was to actually get food and sort of carry on.
Yep.
Frank Woodley. The basic storyline of Woodley, if you haven't seen it yet, Woodley and his wife Em, who's played by Play School's Justine Clarke, you know, have had a divorce, and so what's caught up in the middle of it is their 7-year-old daughter Ollie, and Em is in the process of dating another man called Greg, and Frank. The comedy is built around Frank trying to find a new family life in the middle of this. How does he relate to his daughter? How does he relate to his wife? How does he relate to Greg, the boyfriend? And so it's funny, but it's bittersweet comedy.
Yeah, but it's also very much an issue of today. So we're looking at serious issues of divorce and single parenting and how the whole kind of mix works. How do you think they go tackling the topic?
Look, I think that firstly, it's a hard sell for it to be funny. I mean, and I know that's, look, in a sense, I realise we were talking about dictatorships and the Depression, but these were broader topics.
Yes.
You know, the fact is that there are a lot of, you know, basically one in two families has a broken edge to it, you know, in Australia today. Yeah. And so I think to some degree it's funny but a little close to home. And so when we look at Frank, basically he's also a bit of a pathetic figure. You know, it's really quite sad what's actually happened to him and how he's trying to get over it and how he's trying to still have this. He has this mournful look. He's this terribly sad clown.
He's good like that.
But he is. I mean, that's fantastic. He's always been the tragic innocent, you know, and all these sort of things. And in this he is too. And the consequences is that you end up feeling, you know, lots of sympathy for his character. Oh, look, it's terrible. In fact, it's a hard sell on poor Justine Clarke because you don't actually feel terribly sympathetic towards how good she leave Frank. But then 10 minutes of watching Frank and you go, yeah, look, Frank, though I feel sympathy for you, I probably would have left you too. You know, it's just like if you can end up putting a cat in a dryer, if you can sort of do these sorts of things, then, yeah, maybe it is impossible to live with you.
Do they do it tactfully, do you think? Because it's such a tricky thing to pull off.
I think what's likely to happen, mate, is that I don't know how they're going to resist the Hollywood happy ending. And that's the thing that it should all wrap up.
So you reckon all will end well?
Well, we've got 5 more episodes to go. We'll see a lot of comedy, and I think in episode 7 and 8, we'll see something that will actually... But here's the problem.
I'll remember where I heard that first.
Yeah, here's the problem, okay?
Yes.
You see, in these classics in the past, you know, with Chaplin and Keaton, the way they solved their problems was it was unconventional. It was crazy. It might have involved a milk bottle balancing on the end of a ladder. But the fact is, in the end, they took control of the circumstance. They turned it to their advantage, and bang, there was Charlie Chaplin on top.
Yeah.
But Frank is just a recipient of a huge amount of dumb luck, and his life is his own fault. And if nothing comes into this, he's just going to keep stumbling along. Every time things work out at the end of the episode, it always happens to be because it just kind of consequences, you know, circumstances fell into the right place, and there Frank's on top.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that that's enough hope for anybody. We can laugh at it, but in the end, I mean, we're all pretty much at the center of our own personal maelstrom.
Yeah, yeah.
And if something doesn't come into it, it's going to be hard to survive.
I don't think my mum's going to like that one at all either. Now, just quickly, finally, Frank Woodley spent about 20 years in a comedy duo with Colin Lane. How's he go without Colin?
Look,
so tricky.
It's really hard because basically you need a straight man for a lot of comedy so you can actually have the comparison.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think to some degree it's really hard with Justine Clark. Not, you know, providing the straight, how could I possibly stay married to this man? You're such a nightmare. Mm. But at the same time, it's reflecting on such a personal subject. You know, in the end, Frank could always make up with his partner, but here it's his wife, and their life is an open wound, you know. But we're laughing. It's got funny music.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows?
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Well, mate, I'm going to keep watching it, only to see whether or not I was right with the script.
Okay. Mark Hadley, you guru, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.